Architecture is art and science. It takes both to create living spaces that evoke a sense of place and convey a mood while paying close attention to their geometry and the play of light and shadow. Sean Roth is a Hawaii Island architect who's guiding a workshop for aspiring young architects next week at the Donkey Mill Art Center, and he joins us by phone. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
How do you start out with students? How do you define architecture to get them going?
Well, this particular workshop is a little bit of something experimental, and we were approached by the Donkey Mill Art Center to they wanted to try and do something related to architecture. They call it their Young Architects thing. They're looking for ways to engage slightly older students than they had previously. And they've been doing a lot of work with origami and with sort of tessellation of origami, where they take some basic pieces and start building them into different things. And so it seemed like a sort of a pretty interesting way to take it would be to say, let's look at some of this work that they've been doing with their geometry and origami and say, what happens if you start making that bigger?
Mm-hmm.
And making it almost up to the size you can get into.
Sure, just learning how to create a shape. But in architecture, there's a lot of importance attached to what a shape means, what kind of interior it creates. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and that's a part. This also sort of gives a good avenue to introduce just really basic concepts of light, how light falls on things, how light bounces around in a space, and we're going to be using daylight, direct sun, as well as sort of diffused interior daylight. And the idea is to be able to have a discussion about some of those basic physics principles and how that relates to basically the spaces that we then inhabit, and how you can use those basic principles then to make something that's sort of more in that world of art, and something that's really inspiring.
Sean, when you began your study of architecture, did you come from the science side or the art side?
Probably both, I'd say.
Well, that's lucky for you, because it is both, right?
Yes.
Do you think people who come into it sort of in the art framework, you think some can be surprised by how much science you need to know?
I think that very often people can sort of get dragged down by, and it's not so much the science as the all the little bits of reality that you have to fit into the thing of, meeting all the various codes, meeting your economic goals on a project. That can sort of end up taking over, and sometimes the art and the inspiration can be lost. On the other hand, you can have people who take the art and inspiration part and say that's the only thing, and it sort of becomes a very expensive sculpture that may not quite work right.
Well,
the idea is to find just the right balance there.
Yeah, if art is the only thing, the building might not stand up in a high wind, right? You need to consider all that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also you have, particularly in Hawaii, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but there seems to be a lot of attention in Hawaii architecture about how to use existing wind direction, where the sun falls, how the sun falls. Is that accurate?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we have just great opportunities here because of our climate is such that we really can live indoor, outdoor, and it's just amazing how if you give yourself some shade and a little bit of breeze, it's very easy to be completely comfortable and not need air conditioning at all.
And yet we've seen an awful lot of office buildings, certainly in Honolulu downtown. There are lots of buildings where you can't even open the window, and they're pumping who knows how much air conditioning through in a given day. Is that sort of an archaic approach now, do you think?
It depends on the building type and the situation that it's in. There's many cases where the in order for everything to function and the people to be happy, and that air conditioning is going to be necessary. There's issues of noise and air quality and other things where, you know, sometimes it's necessary. But ideally, you make it as efficient as possible, and then also give people opportunities to change their environment up a little bit. You know, maybe the lab part of the office that has to be air-conditioned is always air-conditioned, but then you've got this great lounge that's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do
you see Hawaii architecture evolving to adapt to, you know, changing conditions?
I think that definitely, I mean, some architects would say that we should have been always doing this, and many always were. But I think now with more consciousness on green design and the environment, that it's becoming really a requirement.
Because given that you're teaching young architects, they are presumably going to bring new generation values when they become architects, right?
Oh, yeah.
And those values would obviously have a great deal to do with sustainability, use of existing materials, that kind of thing, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so wherever possible, you try and bring those themes in. And so, like, for instance, this Donkey Mill Art Center workshop, we're basically going to build everything with recycled stuff. We've got recycled cardboard, recycled boxes. You know, we're not buying much of anything.
Well, that sends a message right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, look what you can do with this stuff.
Well, Sean, in the past, have you gotten a pretty good reaction when you've worked with young people like this? Have you gotten a pretty enthusiastic response from them?
Oh, yeah, it's been great, and we've been doing. Also, next week we're going to be doing a workshop at the at Keaukei High School with their for their STEM camp. And this will be the third one of those that we've done, and that one focuses a little more on the science part. We set up a wind tunnel and an earthquake shake table, and the students have to build these little model structures and try and survive the extreme elements.
That seems like a pretty good project. Sean,
yeah,
thanks very much
fun.
For talking.
And we also use that as an opportunity to sort of educate the kids about disaster preparedness, and so they can understand that even though most days, you know, we have these beautiful, gentle breezes and the earth is still...
They're not all like that.
We do have potential for disasters here.
Well, we'll keep that in mind. Thanks very much, Sean. Sean Roth is one of the architects who will be conducting Young Architect Sessions, Light and Geometry, Sunday, June 8th at 11 a.m. at the Donkey Mill Art Center in Holualoa. Details are at hpr2.org.